Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I would like to thank the panel of experts for their excellent presentations, and I'm certain that this will help us during our further discussions today and later on. As already mentioned yesterday, the Netherlands, as many other states, thinks it's essential to agree upon working definitions. This would help us to clarify and to structure our current discussion. In that respect, we think it is essential to differentiate between autonomous weapon systems and fully autonomous weapon systems. We propose the following working definition for an autonomous weapon system. An autonomous weapon system is a weapon that, without human intervention, selects and engages targets matching certain predefined criteria, following a human decision to deploy the weapon on the understanding that an attack, once launched, cannot be stopped by human intervention. However, humans do exercise control over these weapons in the wider loop of the targeting cycle. Although humans can no longer intervene once the weapon has been deployed, they do play a prominent role in programming the characteristics of the targets that are to be engaged and in the decision to deploy the weapon. And afterwards, the outcome and effects are assessed by humans, like the proportionality of possible collateral damage. And these kind of weapons do already exist. That is not the case for fully autonomous weapon systems, in which humans do not exercise any meaningful human control at all, and those weapons make autonomous decisions on the basis of self-learned or self-made rules and select and engage targets without any human involvement. And those weapons, in our opinion, do not exist. The advantage of dividing between the two categories is that it allows states to use the concept of meaningful human control to decide about what weapon systems are in principle acceptable or which are not. A wide definition of autonomous weapon systems would also contribute to a better understanding of meaningful human control, as also existing autonomous weapon systems fall into this category. And let me be clear that the goal is not to prohibit autonomous weapon systems or to further regulate them, but to increase our understanding of the level of human control a human judgment that is required. That insight will help to better formulate how much and what kind of increase of autonomy is acceptable before having autonomous weapon systems that do not possess sufficient level of human control, and which would fall then under the category of fully autonomous weapon systems. In that respect, I had one question for Dr. Niestermann, if I pronounce it correctly, and I think she's not in the panel anymore, but perhaps somebody else could answer it from the panel of experts. And that's, from the presentation I learned that definitions are not or might not be needed. And my question is also based on the negotiations in other regimes. Would it not be very helpful to at least have a working definition to structure the complex discussions about laws which have probably more complexity than the other regimes with respect to the products? Thank you.